Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, it's time for Redmen Bite Size. Bite Size look at all things happening around Liverpool Football Club today, Thursday, the 13th of July. And when I sat down to write the agenda for this morning, I was a little concerned that maybe news would be thin on the ground, but oh my God, no. Things have gone absolutely wild in the hours since then. Of course, Jordan Henderson will be the main focus in topics of conversation, but there is some more news regarding ins and outs for the football club and the breaking news that Al Ittihad wants to spend $40 million on Fabinho as well. So we're going to start, before we get into the latest on the Saudi stuff, we're going to begin with the news that Liverpool have dropped their interest in Mickey van der Ven. This comes from thisisanfield.com. We've seen the centre-half link with the Reds quite voraciously since Jörg Schmadtke joined the club with his connections over in Germany, in particular to Wolfsburg. But David Lynch, writing for This Is Anfield yesterday evening, wrote, "Liverpool have no plans to rival Tottenham for the signature of Wolfsburg defender Mickey van der Ven. The 22-year-old has previously been cited as a target for the Reds as they look to bolster their backline this summer. However, it is Spurs who have emerged as the likeliest suitors, with talks over a deal reportedly progressing in recent days. And This Is Anfield understands that the London club will face no opposition from Liverpool in their bid to sign the Dutchman. No firm move for van der Ven has ever been planned in this window, with the Reds focused on other players as they consider their defensive options. But with the Wolfsburg man now ruled out, the list of known targets in that area is dwindling. Sporting Gonzalo Inacio has also been suggested as a potential signing capable of playing on the left-hand side of Liverpool's new defensive shape. But sources have told This Is Anfield that the Portuguese is not being chased by Jurgen Klopp this summer. That only leaves Levi Colwill, who spent the last few weeks evidencing his immense talent as part of the England under-21 side that secured Euros victory in Georgia, as a confirmed target. The 20-year-old has plenty of admirers at the Ajax training centre, but it's unlikely that Chelsea would allow him to leave this summer without a fight. Mauricio Pochettino is reportedly keen to convince Colwill, who has 2 years remaining on his current deal, that he has a future at Stamford Bridge." So yeah, Mickey van der Ven, I think we'd seen that poo-pooed a number of weeks ago, but I mean, at least there's something that sounds far more definitive. Dave Lynch happy to put his neck on the line over that one, and fair play, I guess. In terms of Liverpool defenders then, another piece of news, Florian Plettenberg, friend of Redmen TV, it is to say he's done a number of shows with us, friend of Dan Klopp, let's say that. It says, news, Sepp Vandenberg spotted in Frankfurt in the last minutes. This was at 10 past 11 this morning. The player arrived today from Liverpool. He has the permission to negotiate. Mainz are in pole position now, but two more clubs from Germany are interested. Mainz boss Heidel wants to finalise the deal soon. More talks with LFC about a loan or permanent deal are scheduled. So yes, Sepp Vandenberg, who's obviously had a pretty, well, a mixed bag of time in the Bundesliga, only because of an injury that he sustained, but by all accounts, some positive reports coming out of his levels when he's been playing over in there for Schalke. A couple of clubs are clearly, or at least three clubs there from the Bundesliga, interested in taking him at least on loan, potentially permanently. And with Liverpool, obviously having a little bit of a shuffle in terms of shape, as mentioned in the David Lynch article earlier, I wondered whether we were going to see Vandenberg get a little bit of a go in pre-season to run the rule. But clearly, if he's being allowed to move on again, and we'll see whether this ends up being a permanent deal or not. But you start to wonder whether there's really an opportunity for him at Liverpool if he's not being given it by now. But yeah, time will tell on that one, definitely. Okay, a little bit of throwaway news before we crack into the heavier stuff. Liverpool have announced that Darwin Núñez will wear the number 9 shirt for the football club this season, switching from 27 to the 9. He's also offered by the club to personally reimburse anyone who's already bought the number 27 shirt. And with a straight swap for a number 9 shirt, he says, "The truth is, I'm really happy to wear the number 9. I'm very proud too. Honestly, previously other players represented." I'm watching this from a video straight away. So it's a little delayed. This number really well, and now it's my turn to wear it. Brilliant. Good to see Darwin having the confidence to step up and take the number 9 shirt, but I couldn't help but feel the timing of this. While everyone's getting so wound up one way or the other around the Jordan Henderson Fabinho news, that Liverpool choosing to announce that change seemed a little bit ill-timed. But then, look, you know, people need to get that chance to sort the shirt out. Every day that it's not announced, there's another tens, hundreds, thousands of pounds that it's going to cost to get those shirts replaced. So, okay, fair enough. But yeah, I like the confidence, if nothing else. Yeah, it shows that he's prepared to go and fight and make himself a worthy number 9, and hopefully he joins the pantheons of the Rushers, Fowlers, Torreses, as opposed to the Andy Carrolls, Benteke's, Diouf's. We shall see this season.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right, on to the Jordan Henderson stuff. So there's been a progression on this, really. We saw David Ornstein initially reporting about the Jordan Henderson stuff. This kind of came out yesterday. Yesterday evening, it was updated by Ornstein saying the Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson is leaning towards accepting an offer from the Saudi Pro League side, Al Ettifaqi. Henderson expected to make a decision imminently, with the England international considering the life-changing offer, which would quadruple his Liverpool salary. Steven Gerrard, Henderson's former Liverpool teammate, was appointed last week as the new manager and has played a key role in driving the pursuit of the 33-year-old. Henderson still has 2 years left on the 4-year contract he signed in the summer of 2021, meaning a fee would need to be agreed with between Liverpool and Al Ettifaqi if the midfielder agrees to join the Saudi side. Liverpool, and this was as of last night, have not had any contact from clubs regarding a move for Henderson. If he gives his approval to the move, the clubs will immediately hold talks over the deal. Fabrizio Romano kind of echoed that this morning at 8 a.m. saying Al Ettifaqi are pushing to sign Henderson. Gerrard wants Henderson and contract proposal is now huge. Still waiting for the final communication from the player side. Deal described as in progress by sources close to the negotiation. Hendo will speak to Klopp today. He then followed that up at 10:45 by saying, a Henderson update, understand Liverpool have asked for 10 million fee with main part up front. Negotiations continue, waiting for player final decision. Al Ettifaqi plan was to get Henderson on a free transfer, but LFC insist on a 10 million fee. And then to follow on from that, this came out just 58 minutes ago at the time of recording, Dominic King of the Mail wrote an important point to make about Jordan Henderson. No fee has been set by Liverpool. No fee would ever be divulged publicly by Liverpool before any talks started. And you can be absolutely sure 10 million won't be a realistic figure for Liverpool, who don't sell players at a cut price. So yes, what a day of ups and downs this has been on the Jordan Henderson front so far. Yeah, there's been reports since, and unconfirmed because it wasn't coming directly from the Paul Joyce Twitter account, but there's talk of it being more like 20 million that Liverpool would accept for Jordan Henderson. And I think the good thing about all this is there's obviously a lot of negotiation being done on Liverpool's part. If the interest in Henderson is genuine, and it seems to be, and the interest in Fabinho is concrete as well, then the Reds can't afford to be bullied in this market. So what I think you will see is much more kickback in terms of the financials on this. Liverpool will not be allowing players under contract to leave for nothing. It's simply not going to happen. What can they get that to? And there's a fine balance and act between making sure that you keep, if you can't get the right fee for a player, you're not upsetting the apple cart to the point where they're going to kick up a fuss. Now, the good thing is with Jordan Henderson is that doesn't seem to me, doesn't strike me from my interactions with him and following his career in general, that he's the kind of player who would spit his dummy out about not being allowed to play in the Saudi Pro League. But it is something that needs to be put into question. Liverpool, if they're going to accept this, it needs to be, it's life-changing money, as mentioned, but for the players and what they're going to earn, it needs to be game-changing money for Liverpool in the transfer market too. You know, a potential of £50 million for Henderson and Fabinho, I just don't see a world where you can replace what both of those guys would bring to Liverpool's squad for that amount of money, is the simple plain fact of it. And that is, I believe, how Liverpool would react to this kind of situation. Expand on it, because I've touched upon it there already, but yeah, Ornstein was also reporting, this was earlier today, that Liverpool were set to receive a £40 million Fabinho transfer offer from Saudi Arabian side Al Ittihad. The Saudi Pro League's bid for the Brazilian International 29 is expected to be worth £40 million, and it is anticipated a decision will move quickly one way or the other. Liverpool's main opposition to any move would be letting their starting number six leave without a replacement. However, the club are working, if Fabinho should leave, with Southampton's Romeo Lavia among a number of options under consideration. Fabinho has 3 years remaining on his current contract until 2026. And it was a point and a discussion that was being had in the office that, you know, Casemiro moves last summer for £60 million plus £10 million in add-ons. I know the general feeling is that perhaps Fabinho's best days are behind him, but at 29, he's very much still a senior player, very much in Liverpool's first team plans for the upcoming season. There's no need, with 3 years left on the contract, for Liverpool to take a substandard offer. My take on this, and it's only my take on this, would be you could get £40 million from the normal European transfer market. If Saudi are coming, then that's an opportunity for you to negotiate a fee that would make it an eye-opener move that could really open doors for new signings for Liverpool for the rest of the window. And it would have to be because the player that would be bought in to replace him can't be a kid with scraps of experience. Liverpool have those already. It needs to be someone capable of improving the first team from day one. And that's what they would be hoping to do, one would imagine. But yes, more to come on this. I feel certain that tomorrow's Bite Size will have even more movements and shakes on this. So yeah, if you want to get involved with that, then of course you can listen to us on all good podcasting apps. If you want more in-depth content, then consider joining redmanplus.com, where you get videos and podcasts of all the shows that we do. We've got Neil Jones, Journo Insight recorded today. Paul Gorster from the Liverpool Echo has been in as well, and we've got every aspect of Liverpool transfers covered, from opinion to fact to journalism to insights to tactics. Head to redmanplus.com, use the code Bobby, and you get a yearly captain subscription at 50% off. 50% off an entire year of Redman Plus. Use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. To get a yearly captain subscription. And one last thing from me, our brand new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino Best in the World, is available to pre-order right now. A brilliant and vibrant look back on the Liverpool career of a cop legend, with great stories, stats, photos and artwork. Get yours ordered today at redmanmerch.com. Limited run, limited edition. It is done in a prestige format book as well. It's A4, it's huge, it's brilliant. It is a great gift for yourself or any Bobby Firmino fan of all ages. Yes, but it is in a very, very limited run, so head to redmanmerch.com. you can get an author signed edition there as well if you're in a collecting vibe. But other than that, yes, thank you so much for listening to Redman Bite-Size today. I've been Paul Machin, and we'll be back with another one later this week. Ta-da.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.